Blog Talk Radio.
There's not a person on my team in 16 years that has consistently beat me to the ball every play. That ain't got nothing to do with talent. That's just got everything to do with effort. Nothing else. 15 straight years, 12 Pro Bowls later, if you won't know, I done saw all of them, and the only thing that's kept me around is F. So when you put on this, all I ever knew was I wasn't a number one recruit, I wasn't a number one linebacker, I wasn't even an easy guy. All I ever knew was effort would get me to on the team. Effort will get me noticed to get to the league. Effort would one day take care of my mom and my kids. Effort. Which is between you and you. Nobody else can give you effort. Effort is with pride. And I'm still grinding because the next kid is talking about he getting too old. Keep watching me if I ain't. Nobody ain't got to convince me of what I do. I do what I do because I do what I do because I'm built from something. And man didn't create me. Every one of you men here have that opportunity, man. But ask yourself the question personally. How much time you really waste? For real. Or do you really represent me? I represent it because it's all I have. It's on the brotherhood I ever been formed to. That's why when I see y'all perform on Saturdays, that is my people. That's why I run to the hotel. I don't need to talk to nobody before my game. I just need to see where I once came from. I sat in the same chairs you guys sat in, man. I sat around the greatest athletes in the world. And then I found myself totally different because everybody was asking the question, who is this kid? Oh, it's all for them. Another thing I had to talk for. I'm not asking nobody here for nothing today. I'm not. I'm just sharing my story to tell y'all. Every time you think somebody got to give, man, they ain't always doing it. Somebody just some people just make up their mind and they just grind and say the heck with it, man. Because sometimes that's all you can do. How much of our brains are we really going to use? I use mine to tell somebody today, September 11th, when I step on the field against the Pittsburgh Steelers, if that's what God will. There's no other man out there willing to give him what I'm willing to give him. I said that in 1993 when I said I wanted to be the greatest hurricane. And the only thing that I got in the middle of all of that difference is the only thing that's always worth is results. There's no other blueprint. I ain't got no other secrets to tell y'all today. I ain't come here for nothing else but to tell you if you want to do something, work at it. You want a better relationship with God? Work at it. You want to understand why pulling your pants up is important, why yes ma'am and no ma'am is important, why being in the meeting with complete silence when somebody walks in, because it's presence and essence that determines respect. So what are we talking about? The power of respect is never to disrespect. That's why I was the first one sitting down in the meeting. Oh, I ain't got nothing to say. Y'all do y'all good. I got to listen to something out there I need to grab from. Sitting on the same football field as you, 1993. And I made a quote. That some people call controversy, I call it confidence. I said that I might be the greatest player to ever walk up out of the university. I did not say that because I thought I was better than everybody else. I said that simply because I was willing to put in the work. So now I'll be back here 18 years later and tell you the only brotherhood I still have. I've ever heard from my heart. This is where it all came from. one pair of jeans in college for at least 2 years. At least 2 years. Question is, what are you going to do with your time? What drives you? For real. Because I feel home. When you're home, ain't nothing to say. I root for myself. That's where our fight came from. Our fight came from we were Jews. I came to the universe of mind, one mind, one step, one heartbeat. It was impossible to get to us. Because if you saw us somewhere, you saw 15 or 20 of us. Gotta stop leaving each other. Gotta stop hanging out without each other. The streets ain't chasing the same things you chase. Many temptations out there. Just stay focused, man. As a team, though. As a team. That's all I knew when I was here. That's what kind of kept me focused. That I finally ran into a team. You guys have that same thing. Because it's you will never die. It'll never die. So it's up to you to carry that. It's up to you to carry that. Every Sunday, every Saturday, everything you talked about. I mean, listen, we're going to expect a lot of college. But it's one college that everybody wants to talk about every Saturday. What did UM do? What did UM do? That's all everybody wants to talk about. We're going to be having the biggest game in the world. UM won yesterday. Know what you carry. When you carry this U on your chest. Know what you carry, man. You carry a legacy. Legacy of greatness. Greatness is a lot of small things done well. Day after day, workout after workout, obedience after obedience, day after day. 18 years later, I'm here to say, Hurricane, do the only thing people respect the most. Because it's something about us that makes us special.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, I just had to start my show off correct right there with Mr. Ray Lewis. I mean, I feel like that's the right thing to do. I mean, Ray Lewis, how many people get to say that they get to go out on top the way he done? I mean, he said, when God is with you, who can be against you? No one can say it any better. I mean, so I just had to start the day off. I had to start my show off with Mr. Ray Lewis and with his effort speech, man. It gets me every time. Greatness is every day. You have to come every day and be great. You know what I'm saying? And as you all may know, my name is Peter Richardson, and I'm the owner and creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And what I do is provide business networking opportunities and counseling for student athletes who needs it, and also for the kids that 17 and 18 year olds that's in high school and needs a way to get into college. I also help them get into college and find local scholarships for them as well. And as you all may know, that the Ravens won the Super Bowl. Yay! That's what I'm talking about. 34-31. And but what was the main show? I mean, the Ravens came out like they was just steamrolling over and over and over, and then boom, the blackout comes. I mean, so what was more exciting, the Super Bowl or the blackout? I blame the blackout on Beyonce, because, oh man, they had all that stuff to say about her at the Barack Obama inauguration speech, but then she comes out at the Super Bowl and lights it on fire, brings out Destiny's Child and everybody, and then she just comes out, and I know Jay-Z was somewhere up in the stands like, yep, that's me. Yep, that's me. I mean, because if it was me, if it was any other man in the world, they would do the same thing. So even though she probably wasn't the real reason for the blackout, but I just like to say that it really was. And Joe Flacco completed 22 passes out of 33 for 287 yards and 3 touchdowns, which led him to be the Super Bowl MVP. And there you go, Joe Flacco. And what about Kaepernick? He completed 16 passes out of 28 for 302 yards or 1 touchdown. And what do you say about that? I mean, this guy comes in, what, a little midseason now, and just takes over. And while I'm talking about mine, I like to tilt my hats off to the Texas Tech Red Raiders that was out there that representing. I got to give a shout out to Michael Crabtree, as you already know, that he had a great game. And also, a lot of people might not know this guy, but Darcell McBath. I played with both of them guys over at Texas Tech. Both great guys, both great person, being on and off the field. Darcell McBath represented. He the one who blocked that, he made that tackle whenever they did a fake field goal. The Ravens did a fake field goal, and he ended up stopping the kicker before they ended up getting the first down. So I got to give a hand clap for Mr. Darcell McBath and Mike Crabtree. Just keep it up, brother. You got nothing but great things coming to you. And also, there is another one teammate of mine on the Ravens, who ended up getting the ring. I believe his name is Adrian Hamilton. I mean, so take my hats off to you there too. And this leads me into my topic for today. And I'm talking about attitude. Do you have what it takes to take it? And let me reassure you, you did not misunderstand me. I don't mean do you have what it takes to make it. I know a lot of people say do you have what it takes to make it. No, I'm asking, do you have what it takes to take it? Because the mind is everything. What you think is what you will become. You know what I'm saying? So do you have what it takes to take it? I mean, what I mean with that, do you have what it takes to take whatever who's throwing something at you? You know what I mean? Can you take it in and still be positive? Without the strength to deal with the stresses in life, which pain, sickness, disappointment, missed opportunities, bad business decisions, and more, you can easily be discouraged. Whenever something hits you and you don't have what it takes to overcome it, your means of coping can be undermined. What I mean by that is to overcome minor and major setbacks, recharge yourself spiritually. Get yourself a godlike power to react and reverse any mental picture that you may be holding of weakness. Because we all know, with God's help, we can do anything. We can do anything. And ask yourself this, are you a positive person? Is your professional attitude working? Ask yourself these things. Always in life, there's going to be rough and tough and downright too much. And trust me, I know all about that. And coming out of it on top and maintaining a professional attitude takes positive thinking and acting. To maintain a positive attitude when everything around you is crumbling takes an inner power beyond that you can even imagine. To do so depends on how and what you are thinking at the time that it's happening to you. If you smile when you rather complain, you will find strength in your weakness. And if you come to endure and overcome your fear, you may make way for the possible outcome for trying any situation. What I'm saying by that, no matter what happens, just smile. Take a deep breath and smile. Any decision will be the right decision. You feel me? And are you strong enough to face your problem? Ask yourself that question. Are you strong enough to face your problem? And I'm going to sit here and tell you, yeah, of course, because of course you wouldn't be going through something that you couldn't get yourself out of. I mean, because the Lord don't put us in situations that we can't get ourselves out of. If we just put our faith in Him and just allow Him, you know, to speak through us, we can do anything. You know what I mean? So you must maintain positive thoughts at all times, no matter what. And practice seeing yourself as strong as you will be. And there's a saying out there: you never know how strong you are until strong is the only thing left to be. That's how that goes. I mean, trust me, I've been through that area too. I mean, I never knew how strong I was until I had no choice but to be strong not only for me, but for my family. Because whenever I'm not strong, then my family's not strong, then none of us are strong. And then it's just like a domino effect. Then we all gonna be all messed up. So what you gotta do is seek God's guidance and be ready to accept the experiences, ideas, and directions as they come to you. And as you guys might know, SOAR is my purpose. SOAR is what I'm supposed to do. And for a prime example, I was in church on Sunday, and a bishop called me up to the podium, and I'm like, "Oh Lord, really?" I knew he was going to introduce me, but I had no idea that he was going to call me up to the podium. So I had no speech ready. I had nothing ready. I went straight off faith, and I tell you what, And I tell you what, it was the best 6 minutes I had in my life. I feel like you know, I let the congregation know that I was supposed to be there at that moment. I know that I was supposed to be there. And with that being said, I let the Lord take care of everything else. And that just really reassures from what I just said. Seek God's guidance and be ready to accept the experiences, ideas, and directions in which they will come to you. If your life is extra hard to you, then you got to be honest with yourself and find out what the trouble is. Are you making your life hard? There is always a reason when something in your life does or does not go well. This can be traced to what you've already created in your mind prior to what the situation happens. I mean, so what that means is most people bring stuff on themselves and they try to say, I'm going through this. Well, why did you even do that? Why did you even put yourself in that circumstances in the first place? You wasn't thinking positive. So what that did, you was probably thinking negative, and then that negative led into another negative, and now you find yourself depressed. Now, come on now. You got to think positive. That's why when something happens to you, take a deep breath, smile, reevaluate the situation, and keep it moving. So when faced in a troubling situation, take control of your thoughts. You must take control of your thoughts. It's what you think you will become. And this influences your attitude. Don't ever let your mind control you. You must choose healthy, spiritual, and positive thought patterns that will supply you to be unshakable, in which there's a movie that Samuel Jackson did that's called Unbreakable, baby. I mean, you got to be unbreakable. You can't let nobody tell you that you can't do nothing, you hear me? Because you always got to remember to dream and always keep your nose clean. I mean, that's my little message for today. I wanted to be brief and real quick and get straight to the point, you feel me? So what I'm going to do now is going to play a little bit of this Nicki Minaj Fly featuring some Rihanna, because that's my theme song, because she says soar in the song, baby. You know, so sit back and relax this, and then I'm going to play a little bit of Eminem, Lose Yourself.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to try. I came to win, to fight, prosper, to rise, to fly. came to win, to fight, to conquer, to drive. Came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to love.
Once in a lifetime, you better run it down in the music, the moment, the moment. You better never let it go.
time. Hey, that gets my blood pumping every day. Hey, I used to listen to that in the locker room before every football game and baseball game. Man, I used to come with it. Hey, y'all, that's the conclusion of my show for tonight. I want to thank you guys for listening. Go ahead and feel free to go like my Saving Our Athletes Respectfully fan page on Facebook.com. Just go to Facebook.com/SavingOurAthletesRespectfully, S-O-A-R. Go give me a like. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Soar Every Day. At Twitter.com. So feel free to go ahead and if you guys want to see what I do on a daily basis, go ahead and follow me on that Twitter thing, and you can send me an email if you're looking for business opportunities, or if you're a parent and you're looking for trying to get your child or your children in college, feel free to send me an email it's SoarEveryDay@gmail.com. It's been my pleasure. It's been a blessing. And remember to always dream and to keep your nose clean. S-O-A-R, Soar, baby. See you next week. Same Soar place, same Soar time, next Tuesday at 10 o'clock p.m. Y'all have a blessed night. One love.